You're listening to the show about tuna sandwiches and desert mother weed. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
This is my pet displacer beast.
It is so cute.
It's very cute.
It's my pet displacer beast. It's my pet displacer beast. Right?
We're making connections all over the place tonight. Like,
we are.
I can't believe how well that works.
It's a... I don't know if you're being very kind or very, very unkind.
I'm not going to say anything. At least, so Abby,
either way, it was deserved.
Yes, that's all I'll say.
I like that. Schrodinger's kindness.
That's perfect.
Yes, Eric, how can I help you?
What?
You said Abby.
No.
Oh, no. It wasn't Eric. It was KT. That's so weird. I must still be asleep.
Oh, my
KT,
God. I did. And I knew I was going to forget the thought, and I already forgot it.
Wow. We're so confused.
I was directly going to ask you something, and it's not to do with stretch. What else could it be? I don't know what it was.
Oh, nothing to see here, folks. I'm going to stop looking. That?
Oh. But I can see it.
Look how short, small the scroll bar is.
Do we have to invite Craig to our party?
Now that...
Let the party
now
hit
that
the door.
Q-tips is here.
Craig.
All right. Let the Craig inside the party. Drop the mixer on the floor.
Now recording.
Hi, Craig.
What's up, jerk faces?
Hi, butthole.
New year, new Alex. So fuck you.
New year, new Alex.
Wow.
I love this.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh,
we're delighted.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. You didn't. Wow, you dropped that.
You committed
right away
to that bit.
Let the bit hit the floor. I don't want to do this anymore. It's the same old Alex in 2024.
It tried to rhyme. So.
Hey, it's a prediction.
I fast forwarded a year.
Amazing. What is happening here?
Well, first I'm going to say.
Oh.
This.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, that matters. I forgot. We're, like, playing a game. I'm just excited about whatever the heck this is.
And then I get to say, previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Yay.
And do you know which one to play first?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh, there's a series of them.
Is it the one that says recap?
It's recap 1623.
Yeah.
Wait, are there ones for multiple days?
Yeah,
once
it hits midnight, I have to start the next file.
And
yes!
then audio cues number
one and two.
Two happen. What? You'll see.
I'll see them? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you tuned into my screen share?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Is Mr. Moss?
Can he see?
Yeah.
Now he's an old man!
Well, I fast-forwarded too far. Back to 2023.
Hey, right. Jerk face.
Yay!
Yay! All right, here we go.
Driving's getting so boring. Maybe I'll just turn on this magic listening device in my RV. Let's see here. Alright, we just heard Under the Shelter of Steed Corral by Unknown Artist. Next up, Two Pina Calliopes by Gareth Brooks. I was feeling the blues, I was watching the news. This guy came on the major image spell, said, I'm telling you, Arcana's proved. Heartaches are healed by the calm emotion spell. Oof, heartache. Too much heartache in this life. I gotta change the station. Are you an adventuring party in desperate need of a bathroom? Come on down to Floor Holes R Us. We specialize in making a hole in your floor for you to poop in. Which might sound gross, but you know what we say. At least it's not a roof hole. Poop. Now, truly and surely, Six Rivers is going to the fire elemental plane in a handbasket.
Oh my
we
God.
Must humbly submit to the great god Zolbadia, or else. Zolbadia, yeah, right. What a scam.
Oh my God.
I am telling you, folks, Eldritch Blasts are turning the Grong gay. Yeah, yeah, tell me something I don't know. Lucky grown bastards. Are you an adventuring party in desperate need of a bathroom? Come on up to Roof Holes R Us. Roof holes, they're just as good as floor holes, as long as you're the one on the roof. Oh, too many commercials. Where's the good stuff? You're listening to Mant Grazzi in the Morning on PFDFM, the voice of Six Rivers Radio. I am Mant Grazzi, this is my show, and today I want to open up the sending spell lines and hear from you, my listeners. Today's topic, road trips. Love them? Hate them? One thing's for sure, we're going to be talking about them. And we have our first caller, Will Pompeian. You oh. are on the line. Thoughts on road trips?
Hi, Mant. First time listener, begrudging caller. Road trips are the worst. I'm on one right now with a bunch of goofs, and I hate it. You ever get motion sickness, Mant?
I don't, but my ex-wife did. The only thing that ever worked for her was Healing Word.
Yeah, well, the only thing I had at my disposal was this old coot's weird mustard made out of herbs and raspberries.
Sounds gross. Did it work?
As much as I hate to say it, it did help with the motion sickness. What it didn't help with was the quality of my traveling companions. Ugh. Even the least annoying of them is being super annoying right now. She keeps bothering me while I'm trying to work on a special project!
Ooh, what's this project? Tell us more.
Oh, I'm just...
He's teaching me how to read.
Yes, that, what the child said.
Well, that's great. Teaching a kid to read. You sound like a really good and generous person, Will Pompeian.
Yep, that's me. Good and generous. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm about to take a break from this weird edible rutabago by entering an uncomfortably sexual magical tent. Wait! By entering an uncomfortably sexual magical tent. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Will. Before we take our next caller on the sending spell lines, I've got an emergency weather forecast coming across my desk. Speaking of road trips, for those of you traveling through the open and grassy meadowlands between Bear Toggle and Gully's End today, be careful because it looks like there's a storm a-coming. Mm. It is getting gray and dark out there, folks, so find cover soon. And we have our next caller, Rafina Falangepot, you are on the line.
I'm bored!
hello to you too, Rafina. Sorry to hear you're bored. Today's topic is road trips, good or bad?
They're bad. I'm on one right now and I'm bored. There's nothing to do.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you can find some kind of activity. What have you tried so far?
Well, first I tried helping Will and he wouldn't let me. And then I tried grabbing one of his papers and he wouldn't let me do that either. And then he called me earthy, which isn't fair because I'm very urban.
Now, I'm sorry, you said Will. Do you mean Will Pompeian? Are you on the same road trip as our previous caller?
Yeah, that's him.
What are the chances?
Well, I don't know, but then I wanted to draw on my friend's cards, and at first he wouldn't let me because he was too busy practicing with his new flail, but then he gave me a blank one along with a fancy pen, but then his three of hearts was stuck to the blank one, and it was really weird because all the weapons on it were broken, and there were plants growing over everything and everyone, and I think there's something up with my friend, and I think it might have to do with the mirrors from earlier, but I don't know for sure. But anyway, then I drew a supernova three of hearts, and I think that one's way cooler. Don't you?
Wow. Yeah, Rafina, that sounds like an awesome card that you drew. Now, Rafina, how old are you?
Yeah, like, you know, something like 60.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, Roscoe says we're coming up on a crossroads any moment now, and there's supposed to be something there, so I'm going to go jump up and down by the driver's seat. Bye!
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Rafina. I'd say I hope your trip gets more interesting, but you should really be careful what you wish for. On, we have our next caller. Bathwack Madrak, you are on the line.
Hi, Mant. How are you?
I'm Dandy. How are you?
I'm pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Someone smoking that sweet desert mother's weed, huh?
Whoa, yeah, exactly. How'd you know that?
Oh, just a lucky guess. Now, Bathwack, today's topic, road trips, good or bad?
Oh, road trips are great. I'm on one right now, and it's been the perfect opportunity to practice with this new flail I got.
No, new flail. Wait a minute. Are you on the same road trip as our previous callers, Will and Rafina?
Well, I know them, if that's what you're asking. But whether we're on the same road trip or not is a pretty good question, actually.
Oh.
I'll bite. How so?
Well, they're all down inside, but I've been up here on the roof. That might count as two different road trips, if you think about it. Or at least two different experiences of the same one.
Ah! Are you always this philosophical, Bathwack?
No, not really. Anyway, the other great thing about road trips is that you can reconnect with old friends along the way. Speaking of which, can I put in a song request and dedicate it to my friend, Captain Clockface?
Sure, what do you want to hear?
Oh, well, do you have anything about automatons waking up?
You know what, I think I've got just the song. Captain Clockface, this one goes out to you from Bathwack Madrak.
Love you, Clockface.
I've been traveling with you inside my bag. And if I slept, I'd dream of your gestures and mimes. The waterfall necklace you always wore. Hello? Is it your throat this rod is for? I can sit in your gears and in your jack-o'-lantern smile. You're all I've ever wanted, except for the ability to fly. Cause you know what to gesticulate, and you worship El Daff, and I want to tell you so much. Welcome back.
Wow, this song is weirdly accurate and specific to this group situation. Oh well, let's see what else is on.
Go ahead.
In other news, there have been multiple sightings of Grell in Carnivore recently. Grell, of course, are known to be sightless aberrations resembling giant floating brains with tentacles and a beak. They are highly dangerous, so if you see one, officials recommend that you get the Grell out of there. That's just a little joke. Trying something new and spice things up a bit. Did it? Was that good or no? No. Okay. Okay. Well. Right. Here's a word from one of our sponsors. Fuck me for trying something new.
Aww.
Sorry, Adam.
Do you need a place to stay? Are you near that one signpost pointing to the cities of Bear Toggle, Trent, and Shunser? Why not try the Quiet Crossings Inn? We're not fancy. We're not new. We're kind of vaguely sad. And every once in a while, there are odd off-key whinnies. Yeah, like that one. Also, we don't have tuna sandwiches, so... sorry. But hey, we're here. Where else are you gonna stay?
Oh, it rattled.
All right, and we're back with Mant Gretti in the morning. We have time for one more caller to discuss today's topic, road trips, good or bad. Roscoe LaFleur, you're on the line. What do you think?
Hey, Mant, if I'd called in earlier while I was driving, yeah, I would have said road trips are better if it's just you and your dog.
Oh.
But, you know, I just got done hanging out with my friend Batwack for a bit. And I thought I was mad at him, but I don't know. Being on the road with him and smoking with him kind of made the mad go away. So that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, that is cool. Especially because it seems like all our callers today know each other and are on the same road trip together. Wild. Well, that's all the time we have today.
Wait, Mant.
Yes, Roscoe.
Can I give a quick shout out to someone?
Sure, go for it.
Hey, Tanya, it's me, Roscoe. I just want you to know I'm still thinking about you. And then it's okay if you're not thinking about me back. Because honestly, I wouldn't think about me either.
Okay, well, that was a bummer. All right, this has been Mant Gretti on PFD FM. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Amazing. 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 Wow. Oh my God. I was writing down the names, so I'm like, okay, Mant Gretti. Okay, is that a reference to anything or is that just a name?
It is a reference to something.
Mant Gretti.
It is a. It's an kind of an inverted.
Is it spoonerism? Grant Nazi.
Oh! I know what it is.
Is it? Oh, it's Booth.
Booth.
It's Booth.
It's John Wilkes Booth, Dad.
I can't think of. It is. It's a weird name. I can't.
The movie that I. That we are, like.
It's. I love that
Pontypool.
Movie. Yes, there you go. Oh, Pontypool. So great, Mant Gretti's in our world now. That's so fantastic! Wow. Oh
right,
my God!
Well, that's our show.
Yeah, I know. For real.
I think I just made a whole technology canon. I know, in the world of Six Rivers.
Yeah, really.
At least the rutabago can tune into it. Maybe the guys just that's
well,
it.
It's root not vegetable it's not cars. Like the radio. It's some kind of complicated system of sending sending stones.
Yeah.
And stuff probably.
Amazing.
You can figure it out, Eric.
Amazing. Yes.
Oh my.
Ugh. Amazing. Did KT send you the audio file from last session or something? Because I feel like you went through every single
second.
So good.
I didn't send him anything.
Of our recap.
Maybe Eric
did.
Did
you?
I sent him
Calliope music.
The Calliope song, too. Oh, my
Eric,
God.
Eric, your mic's off.
Yeah, Eric, your mic's off.
Is it off?
But
still?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, how did it. Well, I don't even know why it worked out so perfectly that. Calliope, Two Pina Calliopes by Gareth Brooks. I don't even know which one of those I started with, but I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Works great.
That's
great.
Amazing. That's
And good job, everybody, jumping in.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
I was just looking down. I didn't even know I was going to be in it. So great.
This was served as a nice follow up to my Bear Toggles story.
Yes, exactly.
That was a good high bathwhack, Alex.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hello.
Is amazing. Your throat is rod as four.
Oh my god.
That felt, yeah, I felt like Captain Clockface is back. That warrants, like,
it was huge.
It's huge.
A song request from Badwack. And he requests it, and then it just happens to me. I feel like I vaguely just was suggesting that Matt Grazzi might know a lot. I mean, he was able to guess the Desert Mother's Weed.
Yeah.
And also, this random song just happens to be exactly about
the actual song.
Wow, what are the odds?
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
All right. So, I think where we last left off, before the holidays in our time.
Yeah. Yeah. No wonder it feels like 2 months ago. I'm so confused right now.
The group had made their way into the Quiet Crossings, this roadside inn. I think everybody's inside now. Does that sound accurate to everybody?
Yes, including Rudy, which has shrunk back down into a rutabaga.
Rudy. And so to remind you, you're in the common room of the Quiet Crossings. There are a scattering of tables with mismatched chairs around the room. There's a bar in the back. There's a fire sputtering and a small hearth on the side of the room. There are stairs leading up to a balcony above, and there's three doors you can see leading off of that balcony. Behind the bar is the ostensible proprietor of the establishment. She's a human woman, you would estimate somewhere in her 60s, brown dress with a brown bob and a faded white apron. Sitting at one of the tables alone is an elf male who looks to be about roughly the human equivalent of 50. He's got white long hair, a black goatee, wearing sort of various mismatched furs, kind of patched up, sitting alone, eating some stew with a drink. And then at another table, there is a youngish woman, human woman with two young girls. One's about 4, one's about 8. And they're kind of off in the corner together, having some food as well. But yeah, everybody's here. I think everybody got something to eat. Stew. It was a rabbit stew. It was a little tough, but, you know, good enough. I mean, I guess that's up to you if it's good enough. Everybody seems to be kind of busy in their own affairs. The guy who's sitting alone is kind of eyeing each of you, but he hasn't approached you or anything like that. Nobody looks hostile or anything. Just kind of doing their own thing.
Am I sure that it's rabbit stew? Roll for rabbit stew. I'm worried it's a dead check. Horse from the weird whinny that we've been hearing.
I know!
Okay, rabbit check. What did you say?
I said a rabbit check.
Okay. Rabbit check. Will does this thing, you know, you pick nature. Up the spoon and it goes plop, 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 plop. He's looking at it.
All right. I'm going to say nature if you want to determine the meat.
Yeah, I want to make sure it's not horse.
All right. That is an 11.
Oh, God. Bathwack, is this horse? Is this horse meat? She said it was rabbit. Bathwack.
Wait,
why
are
you eating this? I don't know, because you're a vegetarian. Why are you eating it or looking at it?
I've been dipping the bread in the broth. It's really good.
Oh, yeah, it's meat broth, Bathwack, just so you know. Okay. Yeah.
What's wrong with eating horse?
I don't want to eat horse.
Why?
Because.
You want to eat rabbit?
Oh, shh.
What?
Stop shouting.
I'm just talking.
Yeah, I know, but if I insinuate that they made the soup out of horse, that will offend them.
Is this something I need to know about your world? That horse bad to eat?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know everything about the world. Maybe people eat horse here. Do they eat horse here? I look at Roscoe.
I've known some people to eat some horse every now and then, but usually only in dire circumstances.
Right, and look where we are.
I picture you all just huddled by the door.
Yeah, I know, we haven't even...
Yeah.
We might have to introduce ourselves.
Uh-oh.
So dangerous.
So, Eric, what time is it, and how bad is the weather at this point?
I would say it's maybe about 4 p.m., and it has gotten significantly darker. Was it raining? I think it had started to rain.
Yeah, at least like a drizzle.
Yeah, it's starting to come down a little harder.
Okay.
And you can maybe hear some thunder rumbling in the distance.
So it's not time to like tune in. That would be weird. Tune in. I get the recap.
Tune in to me.
It's time to tune in.
Oh, man's gone, guys. Come on. Huddle around.
It's too early to turn in for the evening.
Right. We decided to stay, right? We had decided to stay.
Yeah. I think you guys paid for the room.
You know what? Really? Actually, I think I was just like still at the frickin'... I wasn't even with them, was I? Rafina went out to get everyone and they all came in. But I mean, I guess we have to be sitting somewhere because I just said all that stuff. Yeah, I was inside, so
they came in and joined you
somewhere. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You've made it past the door.
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity for us to just kind of sit down and act like normal participants in this world.
What?
You know, rather than just like this isolated, you know, insulated group of people with their own shit going on that only really ever talk to each other, we can sit down in this establishment and, like, just be, I don't know, kind of normal.
Like, you want to talk to other people?
Well, we don't have to force it. We can just kind of see if talking happens to happen. Trust me, I am a kind of a nomadic type of fellow, and I've been to many places. And different places have different vibes, different cultures, different social mores. And so
Will reaches out to like the nearest chair. Something he's like, is the vibe in here dust? And prairie wind? Is that the whole vibe?
Dust? Yeah, some places have dusty vibes. Mm-hmm. Other places have rusty ones. The only place I'm looking for...
Let the place one... hit the floor.
Let the place hit the floor. Let the rhymes hit the floor.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
And the proprietor comes up and says, would any of you like something to drink?
Roscoe will kind of demonstrate for everybody. We're gonna look over the show. He'll step forward. Roscoe,
you guys
the
are all
face
four.
Of the party.
This is your first time in a restaurant.
Roscoe feels like he's the dad of the group since he's been driving all day. He's like, all right.
Yes, madam. We would like to have some drinks. Do you happen to possess a menu that we could observe?
Oh, not as such. It's pretty standard fare here. We have ale and we have water and we have goat milk.
Oh, I
May
see.
May I please fill up my water skin?
Yes. Would you like me to fill it for you?
Yes, please.
Certainly.
I have to hold his out, too.
Very good, Bathwick and Rafina. This is very normal.
I'd like mine neat.
Okay, less normal.
I won't dirty your water skin.
So Will, Roscoe comes over to Will. He's like, so Will, this place has ale and water vibes. Which one do you think you want?
I'm not sure I'm vibing on the same vibration as this place.
I'll have an ale.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Shimi. I'll have an ale, too, and another ale for my friend Will here.
Will, can you get me goat milk?
Yeah, goat milk, too.
Thanks, Will.
Oh, boy.
Another ale.
We're like 10 ales.
a whole pitcher for that one guy. And then everyone else is going to have a regular sized ale.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, excuse me, madam.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Might we push these two small tables together to form a larger table surface for us to circle upon?
Oh, God, it's so tacky.
Oh, yes, that's fine. I don't know that we'll get too many more visitors in today after, or now that this storm's rolled in. Certainly. Feel free to make yourselves at
home.
What
is up with the storm? Is it going to kill us? Is it just rain? Why are you all afraid of storms?
I'm not afraid. It's just going to be a big storm.
And the... Yeah, Bathwack, help me move these tables and chairs.
All right. I pick it up.
Why isn't Eric playing the door closing noise?
Can I pick it up? I hope I can pick it up. That's what I'm trying to do.
Heck yeah, I love that idea. Because Roscoe's short, I just like Bathwack bends over and lifts the chair just like over Roscoe's head, but just not to be impressive, just because that's natural to him.
I thought he was picking up one of the tables, just like his head, right? Like a table. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you wanted it moved.
Yep.
Right. Perfect. It like really, it just needed to be slid over 6 inches, but like.
Does he impress? Does his strength impress anybody else in the bar? Can I notice when he's...
Give me an insight check.
All right, cool.
I didn't even have to roll to pick up the table.
I'm specifically looking...
It's like made out of plywood.
It's part glued to the floor. I'm specifically looking 15. At that elf guy because he looks like, I don't know, adventury or some shit. Like he's going to cause a problem.
Right. You got a 15 insight. All right, give me a perception roll.
Whoa, two rolls?
I was suddenly worried that it's glued to the floor and it's going to be like taking off Shimi's boot, flying boot.
Oh, yes.
All right. So insight, the elf is looking somewhat impressed. He's like, you know, like, oh, okay, that kind of a face. And if you look at the other table of patrons, the older girl, their mother and two children, just in terms of general ages. The older girl, yes, the roughly 8-year-old one, her eyes are wide. And she's pointing at Bathwack and whispering something to her mother. And her mother shushes her immediately. But you can't hear what she says.
All right,
Bathwack, you can just set that down right here, like 6 inches over.
Okay.
Glunk.
So I put it down right where I put it down right where it was, and then I scooted over 6 inches.
Yeah. And everything falls off.
You mean this table right here? Oh, okay.
Oh, you wanted them together? And he lifts the other one at the same time.
Okay. All right.
And she brings back your various drinks pretty quick service.
And she said that the storm was going to be bad. And I wanted to ask her, so, ma'am, how do you know it's going to be a bad storm?
Oh, I can feel it.
You're a reader of the weather?
Oh, it's always in my left hip. Also, with how open things are, it's very easy to see things from very far away. You start to be able to learn what different cloud patterns mean and the way that the grasses blow in the wind.
Oh, yes.
Is that the vibe? Is that the fucking vibe, Roscoe? Clouds?
It's the vibe of the whole world.
Grass. Oh, God.
Roscoe's herding everybody to kind of take their seats.
Good job, Rafina. Talking about the weather's very normal.
Why is...
He's teaching us how to do small talk.
Will, so what's wrong with Roscoe?
He wants to be normal. I don't know.
It's very abnormal. Abnormal. Hey, excuse me, ma'am. We heard some interesting whinnying outside. Is there a stables nearby?
Oh, we allow our travelers to keep their horses here.
So it's just the animals that are stabled from the travelers.
Mm-hmm. Why? Is there something wrong?
They just sounded a little strange, that's all.
Oh, you heard my horse. That's the elf.
Oh.
At the table next to you speaking up. It's kind of leaning over the back of his chair. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sir, your horse is out of tune.
Oh, that's old Lacrimose. Yep.
Ooh.
She's got an odd whinny, doesn't she?
Yes. Is she trying to tell us something, or is that just normal?
That's just the way she is. I like to think it keeps any potential game unawares, if you will. They don't quite know what that is, and so they maybe stick around a minute or so longer than they normally would.
Wait, what?
He's got a lot of game on him, is what he's saying. Good hunter.
The fur.
Look at all the fur.
Any of you interested in some pelts?
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Well, no. We might be interested in at least hearing more about what pelts you have.
That would be like a normal conversation.
Yes. Good job, Elven Stranger. You are participating in normalcy very well with me.
This is a Burton very normal conversation to have.
Thank you, Pompeon.
Watch out.
The name's Sin. Sin Chalmers.
As in...
Sin?
Sin City?
I don't know. Is there a Sin City? I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
But yes, it's spelled the same. He doesn't say.
So it is I-N. Mm-hmm.
Is he... I'm sorry, did you say anything about... He's just an elf, you said. Not a half-elf, not a anything elf. Just
you
a
think
big,
he's an like elf?
Elf guy. Elf guy, okay.
You can't just ask if someone's just an elf.
I know. Are you just an
Are
elf?
You just an elf?
Yes, Mr. Sin. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Roscoe. This is...
Fred Greenman.
Bathwack, Fred Greenman.
He says Fred Greenman when you gesture, not like shouting it out. Oh, Jamie!
That's Jamie, and this lizard folk fellow is...
I'm Mo!
He's Mo!
Wait, Kate, does Will actually look like Fred Greenman?
No, he looks like Will. Yeah, Will just doesn't use his
a different
real name.
Okay, yeah. Just double-checking.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of pelts do you have, Mr. Sin?
Well, right now I'm carrying mostly a hefty stock of owlbear pelts. I'm heading up to Tomorrow's Inlet. That's a key ingredient in that paper that they export, so I'm hoping to make a killing up there.
Ooh. The pelts are?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Something about the mix of fur and feather combination. I don't know how it works. But yeah, I hear there might be some trouble up there. It sounds like you maybe know a little bit there, Mr. Was it Will? No! Was it Greenman? He didn't say Will. That's not like a giveaway that he knows who you are.
Okay.
That was Eric fucking up.
Okay, cool. Why does he know that? Because I reacted, but I don't think I actually got... Did I react?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was out of character.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we were there. Some problems. We don't know a lot about it, but, you know, it sounds like there's fires and shit, or was a fire. I don't know.
Oh. Do you think my pelts will still be marketable there?
Well, what exactly do they use the pelts for in paper?
Well, like I said, I don't know. It's not just paper. It's fancy. You don't know? If you were there, you probably know a little bit. It's, you know, that fancy magic paper.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff.
We kind of left precipitously, so I don't know if the industry was in permanent jeopardy after we left. It did seem like it was very important to them.
Hey, speaking of precipitously, look at this rain.
Yeah, guess what? It's pelting down.
Waka waka. Bathwack, these are what we call jokes.
Bathwack, very funny. He know lots of jokes.
Yeah.
Well, like... Mr. Sin, how much for one of these owlbear pelts?
One pelt would be 20 gold.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
20 gold.
They're hard to come by, especially in the condition I got them. Most people, if they could take down an owlbear pelt, it is in tatters. But these are relatively whole.
How do you manage that?
I trap them.
Okay.
What do you use to trap them? Or is that a proprietary secret?
Oh, I could show you if you like. It's a combination of some, your standard, now I'm forgetting the term. It's, you know, I don't even know the real term. I kind of just made it up.
Snare? Is that what you were going to
say? Yeah, like a snare. Kind of a snare thing. But then like
this hunter, you know, kind of a snare thing.
I take the pew-pew stick and I...
That's so cute.
You gotta combine, but a snare is usually not enough, so it's combined with the sort of a hidden pit that you gotta place strategically. They're smart enough, they'll sniff out the pit on its own, but if they're distracted by the snare, it's a process.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and what do people use these owlbear pelts for? Do they wear them? Do they sleep on them?
They line their rutabagos with them. They make nice wall hangings.
Oh, you think that there'd be a nice spot in Rudy for an owlbear pelt?
I mean, yeah, they are very soft.
But don't are they?
Do they actually look? Do they look nice?
Well, these aren't owlbear pelts that I'm wearing, but I have our owlbear pelts.
Yeah, where's one of these owlbear pelts? Yeah. Come, go get one for us, and we'll stay here and talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, they're so soft. That sounds
okay. I'll go get one.
Nice.
Get your gold ready. You're not going to be able to resist.
And, okay.
He gets up, pushes his chair back, and goes up the stairs. Clomp, 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 clomp.
God,
clomp.
I never thought I would be in the middle door. Of nowhere buying an owl bear pellet. Pelt.
Those are different.
Pellets.
Those are very different.
Yeah.
Do they regurgitate entire other species?
Sixth graders at the Magic Academy dissect owlbear pellets.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's awesome. Buying an owlbear pelt. This is a fascinating turn of events.
Isn't it? Yes, it is.
What is happening, Roscoe? What is going on? Why are
what
you talking
do you mean?
Like
I've been driving all day. And I got all kind of antsy, and I need to interact with people. Sitting in front of a steering wheel the whole day is too much.
Wasn't Rafita by you, like, the whole time?
A bunch of the time, but she was kind of annoying.
I can hear you!
I covered my mouth with my hand.
Yeah, Rafina,
yes,
you know
I was annoying.
That.
I was annoying.
Oh.
Because I was bored. And also, I'm often annoying. It's just what I do. But you guys, I don't love the hunter part of all this. The killing. I mean, I guess owl bears. But it's a lot of money to spend.
They could be very ferocious.
But the pelt is already dead, so you're not going to be offended if we buy some nice pelts as a nice blanket for traveling.
Doesn't it feel like we're supporting the practice of
hell murdering? Yes!
Rafina, didn't you just eat rabbit stew?
Yes, but I'm sure they thanked the rabbit when they slaughtered its cute little punny funny butt.
Well, I don't know. I think Sin might be a thankful kind of guy.
Yeah, you might be.
Why?
Right. I hope so. But the way that horse whinnies, it makes me nervous.
I know. It doesn't sound very healthy.
Well, its name is Lacrimose, which I believe means tending to cry.
Yes. It has to do with tears for sure.
Roscoe looks over at the table, the woman and the two girls, just to kind of clock what they're doing.
Looks like they were all, well, no, the 8-year-old and the mother were staring. And then as soon as you turn to look, they turn. Well, the mother turns and looks away. The 8-year-old is still kind of staring specifically at Bathwack.
I want to go tell those kids and the mom to run away because children tend to die in our stories.
That's very true.
Is that true? Have I heard? You haven't told me about
it's only because
kids,
Bathwack wants it that way. That's the only
wait,
reason.
I feel like I probably did hear about child endangerment.
Well, wait a second. I don't think I've heard this, and more than one of you had called me a kid more than once.
Shimi, I've definitely yelled about this problem before.
Oh, yeah, that's
quietly
why you wouldn't
excused myself from the conversation and gone back over to the bar
to
get an empty mug for Clockface when our ale comes out.
Oh, that's
yeah,
so
wait,
cute.
Where is Captain Clock?
He's
where
there.
Is he?
I think she already brought the ale, though, didn't she?
Uh-huh.
And Bernard.
Yeah, but
there?
She didn't bring an empty mug for Captain Clock.
That's true. Oh, I see. We haven't
Yeah, I mean, he's going to keep it empty probably and just drink with us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess yeah. we have our pets with us, and yeah, she didn't say anything about the dogs not being allowed.
Yeah, I guess
to
not. No. Lots of animals coming on in, mm-hmm. including Bathwack.
A skeletal cat.
Yep.
But Will takes his stew that he never fully trusted. He still thinks it's horse, and he gives it to Bernard, and he's like, "You like horse?"
He sniffs it. This isn't horse.
Yeah, it might be.
It's not.
Yeah, you have a human dog nose. That's not even...
How would you know?
I don't know.
See?
Just eat it if you want it. I don't want it.
You've never eaten rabbit or horse.
I've never eaten rabbit?
Probably not.
Probably. Probably.
Okay.
That's not a real conversation. I was just trying to figure out whether to eat rabbit. Is rabbit like a... Is that like a poor dinner?
I don't know.
Because, like, he was poor. Yeah. That's the other
That's
thing.
That's true.
Bernard.
You know what's interesting?
What?
Well, why don't we eat horse?
What? Bernard.
Like, I just, you know, now that I'm in this body, like...
Ew. Oh. Because, like...
why would that... Why is horse taboo? Is it just taste bad?
It's gross. It's tough.
Why?
I've heard. I've heard.
From who?
Stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that the main reason why most people don't eat horse meat is that it's considered taboo. Most Six Rivers cultures see horses as pets that aren't for eating. Moreover, riding and sport horses often receive drugs that make them unsafe for humanoid consumption. In Bear Toggle, it is illegal to slaughter horses for profit.
Really?
Wasn't there some southern province of Six Rivers where there was some controversy about using horse meat in their famous northern meatballs?
I hadn't heard that story, Rafina, but good contribution to the conversation.
They're well known for their very flat furniture. This is the place that they their furniture.
You know, guys, like, it's funny that we're discussing this at all when we have an actual just vegetarian person sitting amongst us who judges us all the time, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Bathwack, why don't you eat horse?
I've never tried horse.
Do you want to eat a horse? Let's call Steed.
Do we know
you think
why?
He would? You communicate with Steed? Could he, Bathwack, wait a second.
I'm not having this conversation, Will.
You could call Steed, and he could, like, consent to you taking a steak out of his ass, and you could eat it. Oh, and it would be ethical. What do you think, Bathwack? What do you think?
Douglas you Adams much?
You know what?
I think we summon Will Pompeian and we take...
Okay, but how fancy is that meal? Wait a second. Like, how fancy is that? How many people can say that they've had a steak from a horse that consented to it? That's got to be worth something.
Mm-hmm. Eric, does it now feel like you're finally doing your Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
That's what I was saying. It's extremely Douglas Adams.
The restaurant at the end of the universe.
It certainly is.
Here it is.
This is all hypothetical anyway, because Steed will never consent to that kind of behavior.
Oh, why not, Bathwack? What if you were starving? What if you were starving, walking through, there was just no food anywhere, just like this fucking place. Grass everywhere, it's just grass, and you're walking forever. But Steed's there. Could you summon him and say, could you ask him, hey, feed me with thy body? Would he consent to save thy life, King Bathwack?
May we never find out.
Everybody roll a perception check.
I think I know. I totally said that on purpose. You're welcome. Can I say that Will said that on purpose?
Because you just did.
Well, okay. 13 is my perception. I have a feel. I have a suspicion.
Of course, Alex got a 3. And a 2 from Roscoe.
Low one. Oh,
all right. Will and Rafina, you hear the 8-year-old girl gasp.
I look at the 8-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Her mother is holding her hand over her mouth.
Where is the 8-year-old girl looking?
Oh, wait, holding her hand over the girl's mouth or her own mouth?
Over the girl's mouth.
Okay.
At Bathwack. And the proprietor of the establishment comes back to your table and says, I heard you talking with our other patron, and it seems like you all are well-traveled and maybe used to both spending and earning coin. Do I have that potentially correct?
Wait, we're well-traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to throw us out?
And we're used to spending and earning coin. Sounds like you have a job for us.
No, not necessarily.
Is this what happens? You guys, are you adventurers? This is what happens to people who just adventure around. Somebody eventually approaches you and is like, oh, help me, right? Is that what you're about to do?
I don't need your help. I just have something I thought you might be interested in.
Okay.
There was, a while back, maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 days back, we had a man come through here. He was Russian, something fierce. He, apparently had some sort of a letter that had to get somewhere quick. Now, as strange as it might be, he, and I don't want you to take any offense or find this suspicious. It's just the truth. It's the way it is. He was found dead in his bed here in the morning. But no one came to take his things, and we still have that letter. I wonder if maybe you guys might want to take it and deliver it where it needs to go.
Yes, that is my calling in life. I would love to see the letter, please.
How did he? Who killed him?
I would love to see it too.
Who?
I look at Bathwack.
Well, I think what my friends here mean to say is that we would love to deliver the letter without, of course, opening it and looking at it, because that would be rude.
Who killed
him? That's not what I was saying. I was saying see the letter to see if it has the correct postage on it. I told you this is my calling, Roscoe. I've been studying mail delivery for the past 3 years.
You've been studying mail delivery, but you don't know that Morrow's Inlet uses owlbear pelts to make paper? Come on, Will. I mean, Greenman.
what happened? I mean, was this person's death, like, of natural causes?
Who killed him?
As far as we can tell, I mean, I'm not a coroner. We buried him out back. There was nothing that we didn't suspect foul play here. I mean me.
If we die here, we get buried out back. Is that what happens?
Yes.
We die in the middle of a fucking valley like this?
No officials were summoned to investigate the death of this fellow.
Who should we have called?
The mountain police? Valley...
The Mounties
KGB?
Or the...
Yeah, the Mounties.
Yeah, especially the KGB. I mean, you said this guy was Russian, so...
Man, crazy. He's Russian?
I heard that, too.
I
like
how
it's mountain and valley, of which neither is
appropriate.
These are meadowlands. These are big grasslands.
Is there a mountain off, though? Is there a mountain off in the distance? Not at all?
Maybe.
It's so funny, because I pictured it like a huge meadow, but also that there were mountains in the distance that the storm was coming over. I thought you had said that.
Maybe I did.
I was picturing something totally different.
Yeah, it's like rolling grasslands, basically, as far as the eye can see.
All right, how about the meadow police?
Yeah.
We don't really have those here.
Does anybody have speak with dead anymore? Can we dig him up and look at his mouth?
Okay.
I could try, but it's not going to work.
I don't want to talk to him anyway. I was just curious.
Yeah, he's probably pretty boring.
Well, I could show you the letter. You know, I expect you probably could fetch a pretty penny for it. It seemed like it was important and it needed to go somewhere, but...
Well, as long as it has the correct postage on it, no charge needed.
Maybe it's cash on delivery.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's usually how these kind of things work.
Well, listen, people. I know if the postage has already been applied, no reward is needed. Doing the job is its own reward, you guys.
Something's wrong with Will, guys.
I'm trying to act like a... He, like, straightens his lapels like he's really trying to be a mailman.
Where does the letter need to go?
Well, here it is. You can see. She doesn't hand it to you, but she holds it up. It? Yep.
Jesus.
Okay. It's in her, one of her apron pockets.
What color is it?
You recognize it.
Is it my letter?
Mm-hmm.
It's my letter?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Does that mean it needs to go to Gully's Hand?
Nope.
It shouldn't have gone.
It's going to Bufflin.
So,
with hopes of reaching some place called Tivoli.
Wait a second. How thank you. I'll take it. Well, I have a special pouch.
I mean, we can work out a deal for it. Again, I think this is probably worth something.
Okay. All right. You can tuck it behind your counter. No big deal. We can talk about, you know, the legality of this situation.
She puts it back
I'm gonna
in
have
her
to
apron.
Discuss with my colleagues because I've been studying, like I said, I've been studying the Postal Service of
Deception
of Six Rivers for 3 years, and you can't bribe somebody.
Ma'am, were you going to deliver it yourself? What value is it of to
well,
you? Of it?
No, but
it
I'm sure I
you?
Could find somebody that would and could see the value in such a thing.
23.
All right, yes.
I am a mailman, jerk.
You're my dad. Eric's dad's a mailman.
Yeah.
Mark, you can put that on the wiki.
It's true.
Or he was.
He was, and he retired.
Oh, I see.
She says, okay, fine. Think it over. And she leaves.
Wow. This lady doesn't care about, like, the law. There must be no police out here at all.
Well, I guess Will's going to have to steal it.
Yes. Best friends. He winks at Rafina and he says that for sure.
And the door that Sin went through up on the balcony above opens, and he comes out holding this rolled up, looks like pelt. And he closes the door, comes back down, tromp, 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 pulls out his chair, and sits down. He clears off his own table and he lays this pelt out. It's huge. It drapes over both ends of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's this massive sort of amber brown pelt. It's like a weird mix of feathers and fur.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know what? I bet Oscar would love to cuddle up inside of that.
Oh, Oscar.
Roscoe, come over and feel it. How's it feel?
Super soft.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so soft. Yeah. I'll take it, Mr. 20 gold.
Oh, yes.
Sure. wait, hey. Mister.
Yes?
I'm trying to teach my friends here about normal stuff.
I gathered that.
What if we did a little bartering and you could kind of play along? What do you think? Again, just to help my friends.
No, I think you were very eager to buy this at 20 gold. I think that we can find some other
yes,
ways to
well,
teach your friends some lessons.
Roscoe ignores him and I'll pay 15 gold.
Oh, well, I'm offended by that offer and so now the cost is 25.
This is very normal, friends. How about 16 gold?
I would say I'll go down to 24.
Okay. How about 17?
I'm even less offended. 23.
18?
I'm going to stay at 23.
22.
Deal.
All right, deal, sir.
Oh, that's amazing.
Roscoe hands over 22 gold.
There we go. You now own an owlbear pelt.
Oh, that's wonderful. And
the owlbear pelt actually costs like 5 gold? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look it up.
I mean, 20 gold is a lot, but also like owlbears are like very dangerous things.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah. Is the pelt gonna like protect you from them?
No, it's just warm. It's for Oscar.
It's so cute.
Good. I know it is very cute.
Pippa
might become good friends with Oscar so that they can both cuddle up together in it.
Well, it was a pleasure doing business with you. Maybe Maybe later you can try to win some of that back if any of you would be up for a game of dice once we get in our cups a little bit.
Group good just night. Says nothing.
No, because they were having a conversation. Are you talking to all of us?
Roscoe is looking over at the three of you, and he's like thumbs up and smiling. come on, talk to the guy.
I don't have any dice. Is that okay?
Oh, I have some dice.
Is it trick dice?
No.
How many sides are they?
Well, six. We're gonna. Do any of you know liar's dice?
Wait, would I?
Probably.
Yes.
Would Roscoe?
But I don't think Will would say it.
Traveling.
Yeah, sure.
Will wouldn't say.
Yeah, I know liar's dice. I am a liar's dice champion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Third place, 3 years running.
Third place champion.
That's about how long I've been studying the Postal Service.
Is it anything like Connect 2?
I'm not familiar with that one. How does that one go?
Well, it does involve dice. You put one dice into a glass, and then you put another dice into a glass, the same glass, and then you try to see if the numbers are the same, and if they're not, you have to put more dice into the glass until the two numbers are the same.
I've heard of that game, says Will.
Deception.
Deception.
Okay.
And when you win, you say connect 2 20. And you dump all the dice out.
You heard of that game, Will?
Mo, I used to play it when I was a kid.
What? You were a kid?
Never. You're right. I never was.
Guys, can you picture Will as kid?
Stop picturing it.
I have seen him as a kid. I used to have visions.
Rufina, stop.
Wait, you knew Will as a kid?
It's like the mom pulling out the photo album.
Uh-huh.
The teenager.
Yeah. Will in the bathtub.
That's so good. Rufina, stop. That's great.
You could see his little Willy.
All right, I guess we can play Liar's Dice. It sounds like a good way to lose my money.
Rufina, do you have any left?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't check worry my about sheet. It.
We'll play that a bit later. Sin, we're good for now. We can stop interacting. This has been normal and good.
Okay. That's fine.
Oh, wait, Did you just instant message me? What's it called?
Whisper? Did somebody whisper to you?
I can't tell. Would I know if it's a whisper? Would it say whisper?
Oh, no. Eric just typed to all of us.
Oh.
Was that other one a whisper? Oh.
Right?
Never mind.
Oh, fuck. He says.
But I don't even remember.
One of you is being a very good actor right now.
Oh,
when
my
this was
God.
Typed. Oh, that's so interesting. This means something to somebody.
Does it, Adam?
I know what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
We all are in on it, except for Adam. Yeah. Will wants to ask Bernard, like, in a way that, can I brain message Bernard, the dog? Does it work?
Yeah.
He wants to ask him if he would go over to the kid just because I want to find out what's going on. It seems like she's scared of King Bathwack or of Bathwack, and I want to know what's going on. It might give us...
Or she's fascinated.
Maybe. She's like, what?
And while Will is sending Bernard over there, Roscoe is going to put the owlbear pelt in the corner. Like, is there a fireplace?
There is a fire.
Yeah. But put it by the fire safely, a safe distance from the fire.
fire.
And pat on it for Oscar to come sit on it.
Oh, yeah. He trots right over. Three circles. Snuggles up into it.
There you go.
Um,
I don't want Bernard to talk to them. Just act like a normal dog, and then it'll be a conversation starter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got it, Will. I know your games.
Do you?
Yes, I do. You've talked about them with me many times over many whiskeys.
Bernard, stop.
Look, there's your little Willy. Pippa walks up and sort of trepidatiously sort of approaches Oscar on the owlbear pelt.
Oh, yay.
And isn't and sure.
He bites how, her.
Yeah, she's dead. grabs her leg, just starts chewing on it.
She's just all rawhide. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Can you blame him?
She's all pig ears.
Yep.
He perks a little ear up and opens one eye and then closes his eye, and she curls up next to him.
They're best friends. And you hear this rattling sound that is Pippa purring because all the bones vibrate. Like a xylophone.
That's so dang cute.
All right, so yeah, Bernard goes over and just casually.
Yeah. Bernard
on a mission. He runs over to them.
But for real, imagine like a dog trying to act casual.
A
person as a dog trying to be a casual dog. Bernard's just like. He's like weird dog strut going on. Like, this is casual, right? Stop. No more dog.
Licks his less balls human. For a minute.
More yeah. human. Less dog. Just trying to give him instructions.
Goes up on his hind legs.
No, fuck. Get down. That was too human.
Slithers over like a snake.
God damn it. You're going to scare everyone out of this bar.
Well, have you decided about the letter?
What? Excuse me?
Wait, aren't you talking to the... You're going to go talk... Oh, Bernard is still being Bernard. Casual.
He went over there, and he'll
no,
be back.
I know it wasn't Bernard.
All right, lady. You gave me, like, negative 1 minute to discuss this situation.
It's been 2 hours.
2 hours?
Has it?
Serious?
No, it's pork fried dice time. It's been 3 seconds.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.